You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Welcome back. We're covering the economy. My guest is Krista Freeland of the Financial Times. We've been talking about LIBOR. We're obviously talking about words that trip you up. I'll tell you my personal story. When I was in radio, the word that tripped me up was aficionado. I actually did a story that made air where I said, instead of aficionado, I said aficiando. And I had no idea that it was wrong. And I was so embarrassed. So what is your word that tripped you up? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TECH. I mean, isn't that awful, Krista? I mean, that's pretty bad.
Forgivable, probably.
Forgivable,
just barely.
Thank you very much. Also, you can email us at mytech@thetakeaway.org. We're going to shift gears here. One of South America's few remaining uncontacted indigenous tribes has been spotted and photographed on the border between Brazil and Peru. The Brazilian government says it took the images to prove that the tribe exists and help protect its land in the face of deforestation. The photos show tribe members outside thatched huts surrounded by the dense jungle, pointing bows and arrows up at the camera. Miriam Ross is from Survival International, a campaign group which supports tribal people around the world and fights to get their land protected, and says that logging is threatening these groups' existence in Peru. Miriam, thanks for joining us. What's the significance of these pictures?
Well, these pictures are really unique. The only pictures that show an existence of this particular tribe, and you know, they're amazing. Obviously, we have people pointing arrows at the camera in a very clear message saying, "Leave us alone. We don't want contact with the outside world." And like uncontacted tribes all around the world, these people are under threat from around the world. People are under threat from many things: illegal logging, mining, oil companies, sometimes fundamentalist missionaries, and they're giving a very clear message saying, we don't want to be contacted, leave us alone on our land.
Well, Miriam, there's a dilemma there that I wonder if you could explain. I mean, if there is a warning that needs to be delivered to them and they are facing stresses in the face of deforestation, et cetera, they need to be warned, perhaps they need to be shown, you know, go over here, not over here. What are the risks of contacting a tribe like this, even to warn them how to be safe?
Well, what really needs to happen for these tribes to be protected is that their land rights are respected. Tribal peoples own their land under international law. The Brazilian government recognizes this and maps out indigenous peoples' lands, even where the tribes aren't uncontacted. But it does this without contacting them, so that they can continue to live their way of life on their land.
Because, Miriam, contact can be fatal, right?
It can be absolutely catastrophic. I mean, it's not unusual at all for 50% or more of a tribe to die, a tribe like this tribe, to die after first contact.
Because of
violence, more often because of disease, because isolated people have very little immunity to diseases like malaria, flu, even the common cold, which are, you know, commonplace to us, but just can just wipe them out completely.
Now, the Brazilian government, I guess I wonder, what is their position here? I mean, they've not necessarily always been the friend of indigenous tribes or the foe of massive deforestation.
Well, no, quite. This is the Indian Affairs Department in the Brazilian government, and the people who took the photographs are incredibly committed to protecting these people. And that's not to say that there's not many problems going on in other parts of Brazil, including with uncontacted tribes. But in this particular area on the Brazil-Peru border, it's really illegal logging on the Peruvian side which is causing the problem. So, you know, part of the reason for these photos being taken was the hope that the interest generated would persuade the Peruvian government to sort out the problem and to actually acknowledge that these people exist.
So the border itself is providing an opportunity for instability there because the Brazilians don't have any sort of control over the Peruvians. Miriam Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Miriam Ross is from Survival International, a campaign group which supports tribal people around the world, talking about new pictures of an uncontacted tribe in the Brazilian jungle that faces threat from deforestation. Thank you, Miriam. That was a very interesting story, I thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Brazil, of course, is one of the economies which might be helping to keep the global economy afloat.
Right.
They've now been rated investment grade by two rating agencies.
They're growing almost as fast as China. Thank you very much. Krista, we'll be back with you. Now more headlines from Femi Oke.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.